Hello again, George Alford, with one of my best longtime buddies. Long time. I've been in town 20 plus years, and Sheriff Eddie Ferris. Yeah. Sheriff, I'm so glad you're here and to get to know you better, and our audience to know you better. This is about the who. A lot of programs are about the what and the who, and this is both, but it's about who are you? And we're going to do Billy Graham. Yeah. We're going to talk about where'd you come from, where you born, where'd you come from, who are you, what's important to you, meaning, and what your role is in our making our community such a great community. So welcome.
No, thank you so much for letting me be here, George. It's an honor to be on your show, and we have been buddies for a long time, appreciate that so much. But yeah, glad to be here. It's an honor.
Well, it's a pleasure, honor, and a distinct honor for me. And I already told you off air three times, I like to talk a lot, don't listen very well, but my job is to listen and let you tell your story in only one way you can tell it. So let's start at birth, and you just go right on through childhood and everything. And
well, good.
Whatever you want to do.
No, glad to be here. Yeah, no, I'm a Putnam Countyan through and through. And, you know, I remember as a kid going up to the hospital. It was just a few rooms and a whole lot different it is now. But, no, I actually grew up on a farm just probably a mile and a half from the studio here. My father, a retired postal worker, he's still on the farm along with two of my aunts still living and some cousins. So. Yeah. They're still there, but no, I've had a great life. I've had a blessed life and certainly glad to be a Putnam Countyan and a Cookevillian and a Tennessean. And, you know, I keep saying this over and over many times, but throughout, as we fast forward, as we're talking today, but, you know, ended up, and now I'm your sheriff as you introduced me to, but, you know, been here 10, almost 11 years sheriff, and 30% of my base, 30% of my true good friends, 30% of the people who I grew up with, they're gone now.
Yes.
And so life is ever so changing. And as older you get, life has become so precious.
Amen. And guess what? You're still a young man. I've told you that. Thank the good Lord, it gets more precious as we go on. Yeah, it's the who. It's the people. And that's why I'm so glad that you're here today to talk about yourself and your family. We've lost a lot, not in our region. It's what makes it so special in our state. But we've lost that sense of community in this country. We've lost the family. We've lost, like, growing up on a farm or growing up and having uncles and aunts.
We have. I grew up at a time to where, you know, it wasn't an issue of did I want to go or was I going today, but, you know, going to church every Sunday and on Wednesday night to prayer meeting and, you know, vacation Bible school. I mean, all that wasn't an option.
That's the way we lived.
And my grandmother and my grandfather, one side of my family, my dad's side, you know, lived on the farm. And so I spent as much time there as I did with her. And my grandmother was always on the go. And so we were going everywhere, and church is just one of those things. So I'm real lucky in the sense that I grew up in church and certainly know God and Jesus and all the right things to do. And
well, it shows. You live your life as a testimony.
And so in my aunts, and we were just one big family, and we still are, but, you know, we've had some deaths in the family like everybody, but it's a good place to live. And I tell everybody way before I became sheriff, I've had such a good career in law enforcement and a good life. If the good Lord takes me today, I've had a good life
great
and
run.
Nothing complain about.
So you grew up on a farm and you went to school. Talk about all the way through, buddy. Elementary, junior high, high school.
So I went to kindergarten over at Dry Valley, which was. I think it used to be an alternative school. I get accused of being in an alternative school.
Okay.
It wasn't at the time.
Good experience.
It was good experience. It's the little building there right before you go up Pfeiffer Mountain.
Yep.
But no, and most of us grew up, we went all the way through high school together. We've had a few of us that's passed on.
Sure, sure.
But that I can't talk about that without talking about sports, because we ended up having – some of the best teams, I believe, ever here in Putnam County on the baseball side and the football side. And the reason for that, I think the core of us started early.
We played together.
We knew each other.
Fun together.
Yeah. Everything you can talk about. So, you know, it was just like another brother out there on the field. And we knew what somebody was doing before they ever said it or did it. So, but no, we had a good life and went to Capshaw to elementary school.
Sure,
yeah, Capshaw.
Sure.
And that was a good time. And then went on to junior high school, which is over there at Tech now, to where their thing is right up there across from College Size Church of Christ. And so that was 7 through 9 back then.
We did that a long time ago.
Called it junior high school. Now it's middle school,
that's
I guess.
Right, that's right.
and then went to Coldwell High School, which is now Avery Trace. In the first year and a half that I went there, it was Putnam County Senior High School. It was not Coldwell. And then we changed the name. My senior class changed the name to, and we voted and got that done, to Coldwell High School.
So it
used to be Putnam County, but Coldwell High School. And back then there was about 1,200 students. We were one of the largest classes in 1982, was about 460 something.
Because
you
had one high school.
One high school.
For a town our size. So
Of course, Monterey had a high school, and then so did Baxter at the time. But they were exceptionally small at that time.
Yeah, there were county schools. But as far as inside the city limits of Cookeville, we had one high school.
Absolutely. And Monterey's probably the size we were back then.
Wow. And
Baxter's already, Upperman High School's already surpassed us. But we had a good group, and everybody did good together.
So when you're in church and school and playing ball, you know, and family, you don't have a whole lot of time to get in trouble, and somebody's watching you all the time.
I think that was planned.
It was planned that way.
It was planned that way. Yeah, didn't have a lot of time to do much.
But you had a great time.
We had a great time, and I was lucky enough in high school to be good in sports. I had two opportunities. I could have went and played for Austin Peay in football.
Sure.
But end up choosing to play baseball, and I had other and bigger offers, but initially I went to Walter State Community College and played 2 years. We won the state championship 2 years in a row and came in third in the World Series for junior college out in Grand Junction. And so we had 11 players in 2 years drafted off that team, and we had some exceptional talent. And then after that, went on up to East Tennessee State. Got scholarship there. I had other choices, but that was I liked that area, and it was working good. So I went up there, and I played center field 3 out of the 4 years, and 1 year I played right field. I was much smaller back then, and was a actually could run. I was a base stealer and all that kind of stuff. But we had a good time and a good team. And so when I was in school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew I needed to do something. Certainly wanted to do something. I just wasn't sure what direction that I was going. But I took a night class one time in criminal justice. And as soon as I walked into that class and we started talking about things, I said, oh yeah, this is for me. So I ended up graduating at ETSU in criminal justice with a BS degree. That's where I went, and then came back after that and worked for Avery Express for just a little while, and then Yellow Freight for just a little while, and then went to work at Putnam County Sheriff's Office under Jerry Abston as a deputy. And I think I was that was in the latter part of 1989, I think. Yeah. And then I think I was the 13th or 15th deputy there on staff.
It was a different era.
It was a different area. We were down at the old jail, which you probably do not remember.
No.
We use that as an annex now in Washington. But we had 72 inmates there is all it would hold. And very rarely were we full. Big change.
Yeah.
Big change. But in 1994, I went on up to Tennessee Highway Patrol in the Criminal Investigation Division and worked 11 years during that time.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And during that time, I was fortunate enough to be able to work with a lot of people. I was assigned over to the FBI on their violent crime squad and worked at a lot of the bank robberies here in this area and locally Ooh. Around some of the counties. And they sent me to FBI National Academy School, which was 11 weeks back then in Quantico in year 2000.
Wow.
And
okay.
got to go to that and get some real good training. I think there's like 1% gets to go to that school. So I was blessed and honored to do that. And then in 2006, when Governor Bredesen
sure.
was in, I think it was Governor Bredesen, I'm not sure, but anyway, I can't remember, but we all got switched over to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, so I worked another 11 years there.
Boy, you
as
had...
a TBI agent, and was fortunate to do a lot of stuff, worked with a lot of great people,
sure.
And so and all that was good, and then in... I really can't tell you what happened, but somewhere along the line in 12 or 13, I started entertaining the thought of running for sheriff based on the environment that was here and you know, people were getting older, and I knew there was going to be some change
sure,
at some
sure.
point. And I had done had a good career. Started inquiring a little bit about that, and it worked out fine, and I've been blessed and so honored to be the sheriff here in Putnam County.
We're just so blessed to have – well, we're blessed to have a lot of great things in this region, but outstanding law enforcement, respect for authority, and, you know, we're going to come back. We got a few seconds left in the first segment, but we're going to dwell on – A couple of really special people, one being Jerry Abston.
Yeah, be
Jerry's
glad
been on this program.
Yeah, I look forward
you
to it.
You and Jerry Dale were good, great friends.
Great friends.
Heard
yeah.
some stories on that. So
yeah.
we're gonna spend a little time there and some of the stuff. But I've already learned a lot about you, my friend. You are professionally trained as
yes.
well as experienced trained to do the job that you did. I knew you did some of that, but I didn't know that. So after a short break, we're going to come back. George Alford with my good buddy Eddie Ferris, sheriff of this county and a baseball player. I got to learn that. Man, let's get going again. So we got you through school, got you through college, got you in the your background in law enforcement is very, very extensive.
It's I've been really fortunate to be able to move around just a little bit. Some of that was by choice. Some of it was just by the way the government worked.
Yeah, and you got to see different levels, and you got to see different things.
And worked with a lot of great people. So I think that really prepared me for being coming back and being a sheriff, because I had worked with all of these other counties and sheriffs and the police chiefs across the state.
You had relationships before you ever came back.
And we still do.
You still got it.
And we're still benefiting for that.
No
when
question.
I say we, not necessarily Eddie, but Putnam County.
Well, best practices, right? Like what usually working or trends in one community or county.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And all these people that I work with now, if they're still working, right, if they're still working and not retired, they are in leadership positions. So when you start talking about relationships on training, you start talking about money,
whatever.
State money, grants, and all that. It all comes back home. So
that's right.
we've been good. We've been
now.
Good.
Let's get to that favorite that topic. One of our legend in this business, Jerry Abston, 28 years as sheriff. David, who followed him.
Yeah.
Y'all were one big team, weren't you?
One big team.
And Billy Smith worked together. I had forgotten that Billy Smith was the original.
Yeah, Billy Smith. And so back, Billy got elected in 68 as sheriff. And back then, you could only work 3 2-year terms. You had to run.
I did not know.
And so
that.
He was sheriff from 68 to 74, and then he could not run anymore. So then that prompted Jerry to be able to run. And so once he got elected, that law got changed. So now it's a 4-year term and it's indefinite. You can run as long as you keep getting elected. So that changed a lot of things. But I will tell you, when I was 5 or 6 years old, my dad would take me down to the to the sheriff's office, and I'd get me a junior deputy card.
Of course.
And then and then one year I remember Billy G asked me to make sure I wanted to ride in the fair with him in the parade. So I got
that was a big dog
that
deal.
That was a big deal. And let me run the lights and the siren and the Christmas parade. So that was a big deal back then, you know.
Americana.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, we've talked about this off air. Obviously, Jerry, and of course, you and Jerry Dale, Jerry's son, late son, tragically developed cancer and died a young man.
You know, he, Jerry Dale,
y'all were just best friends.
We were always really good friends. He was 1 year behind me. I was 1 year older, but we always knew each other. We were friends. We did stuff together. And Jerry Dale, if people don't remember, had a little bit of cancer in 14 when he was 14 years old.
That's exactly right.
And then it came back in the same area many, many, many years later.
Yes, yes.
I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you this. But so Jerry Dale and Kim, his wife, has got a daughter, Morgan.
Yes.
And so Morgan is actually coming to work for me. She's going to be my public information officer.
Three generations.
And she starts this fall, this coming Monday. So I'm looking very forward to that. And she's a good young lady, and she's going to do a wonderful job.
Yeah. You know, Jerry tells a story, and I hope he doesn't mind me telling it on air, that, you know, you and Jerry Dale both talked about one day running for sheriff. And y'all were best friends, and y'all didn't cut a deal. But I'm saying you talked about, like, if you were going to run, he wasn't going to run. He wasn't. But if Jerry Dale had not had such an unfortunate disease early, you know, one of y'all, or well, you did, but Jerry Dale could be.
It could very easily have been Jerry Dale.
Or either one. So, because y'all would have been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we were friends, and we did that on the board, and all that was good. And then even after we come to the conclusion that I was going to be the one to run, he was looking so forward to working with us.
Oh, yes.
You know, we were looking so forward to being able to work together again. And spend time, you know, the good Lord just decided he had other plans for him. But
you know, that's another thing so great about this community is our relationships and how we have a strong work ethic. We have strong relationships in our law enforcement, in our business community, and it epitomizes what you're talking about.
So. It does. It really does. And, you know, we have all these people in our community, and as people move in, such as yourself, and we get to know them, you know, you're just part of us.
It's home.
You're one of us now.
It's home. And we found a home. Is that?
Yeah.
We moved around a little bit, but we found a real home.
Yeah. And so we've just got a lot of great people. I say this all the time, and I truly mean it. Moving around all across the state, this is truly the best place to be the sheriff. Not only live and raise a kid, raise family and have kids and work, but this is truly the best place to be the sheriff. And why is that, you say, George? Because, number one, Putnam County's big enough, and we've got enough money coming in from other counties. People come and visit us and buy things here, and we certainly appreciate that. But I can be proactive as law enforcement and keep the bad crime away because of that.
That's right.
But yet we're still small enough that we're a tight-knit community, and that's the key.
Well, we're the capital of the Upper Cumberland. No offense to my Crossville buddies.
Yeah.
And I served in Jackson years ago, and Jackson was the capital of rural West Tennessee. We are the Jackson of the Upper Cumberland.
Absolutely.
And we can do these kinds of things. And yet we have this work ethic and culture and caring. And you have full support in the law enforcement community from the citizens.
And it shows.
And it shows.
And one thing I want to mention, too, is as the narrative changes in some of these other states over the last few years, we've got a lot of great people that has moved here from whether it be California or New York or wherever. And we appreciate those people. Those people come for the right reasons. They love us. It's not hard to see. And a big majority of them, believe it or not, are retired some kind of first responders, whether it's law enforcement or fire or EMS. So we've become real good friends with them.
So we get a lot of talent coming in that can go part-time or some go full-time and serve. Got two in our neighborhood at least. And they're just like us. They're just regular folks. And there are pockets in this country of places that still have the values. And so we hadn't lost it. And we're going to come back.
Yeah.
As a country, we're going to come
back. Yeah, we are.
You know, we're not going to talk politics because we can't do that right now. But someone who moved to Tennessee in the 70s. But I spent most of my life here. I'm a Tennessean. I'm an adopted Tennessean. We're a left of center, right of center state. We're all just the same people. It's just that some of us call us D historically, and then the world started changing what you see today. But we're still a moderate state.
We're not real extreme.
Either way, you got some of that in the urban areas, but you don't see that, right?
No. We want people to be nice to people and treat people like we want to be treated, and I don't think that's too much to ask.
No.
And we all know committing crime is not good, no matter which side you're on. So, I think we're good. We mentioned this a minute ago off the air, but, you know, I grew up in a time here in this place, everybody was Democrats.
Well, I did too, in Mississippi.
And then things started changing, right? But we were one of those places where if you're in the center, a little bit on both sides are fine. We still believed in the—
We had this basic core.
Absolutely, we
core
did.
Core principles.
Absolutely, we did.
Well, that's I'm glad we got to that because that's important. And that's who we are. And you look at the history of our government leaderships. You mentioned Bredesen, Alexander, Ned Ray McQuarrie.
Ned Ray.
Not a dime's worth of difference in their personal views. When we come back, we're going to talk about today and the future. Look in the crystal ball to you and the community. George Alford with Eddie Ferris, our sheriff, back soon. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. George Alford with Sheriff Eddie Ferris. Now the good part about looking in that crystal ball, and we can finish with now, but looking in the future, Cookeville, Putnam County, we talked about this off air. We're a town of probably 40,000, pushing 50,000 in the town. But we're 100,000 people on any given day with all of our medical university industry. So we play like a bigger community, and yet we're not a big place. So a lot of challenges with that, a lot of opportunities. But let's look in the crystal ball. Let's personally, and you know, everybody says Eddie gonna run again. You know, like is anybody gonna run?
Yeah, yeah.
And I would suspect that. You have a tremendous future if you decided you wanted to stay in that position.
Well,
but let's just talk about
it. Yeah, so, yes, I'm planning on running at least one more time.
That's great.
I certainly hope the citizens
– I say great.
I hope they stand behind me at some point to where, you know, everybody has a time. I understand that.
Yes, I understand.
Everybody has a time. And I think we're still looking way ahead, and I think we've got – one of the best sheriff's offices, not in just Tennessee, but in the country now.
No question. And
I'm a pretty hard judge on that because I want to, you know, my standards are pretty high.
And our community expects that.
Yes. And I don't, you know, we don't micromanage, but our expectations of what our deputies and how we treat people in our community and the things that we do, most of the time, 98% of the people here are absolutely great people. And that's who pays our salaries, who we're working for. The other part of the time, the other 2 or 3 or 4%, they end up in our facility, and a lot of them won't let you be nice. So, but that's easy. That's an easy part. But yes, I'd like to continue at least one more time. I think I still got some energy. I'm 60 years old. I'm not as young as I once was, as we all are.
No,
but I feel pretty good. I feel good. Yeah. And I've got some great people.
You got a great team.
And anybody that keeps up or knows us, we've got a great, you know, I've got a long laundry list of things that we've been able to accomplish. And Eddie don't take that credit, but I take credit of sort of leading that. But I have some great people. But we got good visions. And we do that not to try to make ourselves necessarily look good at the sheriff's office, but I do that because I know what this community, I believe, wants and continue wants.
It's an image.
And we have to stay ahead of it. If we do not stay ahead of it, we will be a bedroom county to Nashville.
That's exactly right.
And we do not want to end up like that.
No,
and
we want our own identity.
A lot of people get upset from time to time at me, and that's what the sheriffs do. And let me just say this. You know this, and a lot of people don't know it, but the sheriff's the last line of defense when it comes to things happening in a community. Now, it's the last line nationally, but I'm your first line in this county. And so,
you're a constitutional. A lot of people don't necessarily know that you're a constitutional officer.
That is exactly right. And so, you know, a lot of people want to get upset at me. A lot of different groups that we have across the country now that has different beliefs.
Yeah, we're most polarized, obviously.
We are, and you know, not that most of us believe that morally or biblically. Okay, most of that's all wrong. But that's not really for the sheriff to decide. But what I do decide a lot of times is if we start letting these groups have bigger and bigger roles in our community,
that's right.
They bring other groups.
That's right.
And most of those groups bring crime. And that's what we can't do.
Nope.
And so because if we start out little, it won't take us long and we'll be big and we can't get a hold of it then.
Sheriff, we talked about this off air about you can attend, and I'm a chamber guy that promoted growth, quality growth, raising per capita income, jobs. But you can grow too fast. You can where your community is hard to keep up with the growth and the things that come with growth, unbridled growth. And I think we're still doing a really good job of keeping our institutions looking forward and up to date.
So I'm a little nervous if you start looking at the future for us here in the fact of on a national level, what's coming back to us. And we won't talk politics. I'm not here for that. But inevitably, the open border has absolutely made us all nervous as law enforcement because we have so many people in our country, we do not know who they are.
And where they are. And you see it here in this county.
And where they are. And then not only the drugs it brings, and of course, the type of drug now we have is the fentanyl. And so that drug is a life-threatening event every time somebody uses it.
That's right.
And so we have a lot of challenges. We have a lot of challenges, but we—
But we're well set up to try to handle them.
We are, and our relationships with other government entities on the state and federal level is the key for us here. You know, no law enforcement agency has enough personnel to handle everything. So our relationships, and so our relationship with the FBI, our relationship with the Drug Enforcement Administration, our relationship with the Highway Patrol, all these TBI, all these agencies, U.S. Marshal Service, we have people on those task forces. We integrate with those people. And so those relationships are just so important. And when we have something going on here or we hear something going on here, we have not only we can call for their help, but we have their analysts all over the country that will help us because of that. And when I say analyst, they're forecasting and they're able to look at things on different.
And with technology it's instantaneous.
Technology that we aren't capable of having. And so those relationships are imperative. And so we'll continue doing that and looking ahead. And, you know, the number one goal for the sheriff is protecting and taking care of the citizens of this county. And that is the number one goal. And, you know, we want to fight crime. We want to rid crime. But I keep going over this and over this with all the deputies, especially the new hires. We're going to continue fighting crime. We'll ramp that up wherever and whenever we need to on whatever situation we got. But most of our service, and that's what we are, most of our service is going to help the good people that's already here
that's
on the ground.
That need that help.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you, as we were talking, I'm trying to listen more. But anyway, I remember, and it's been a long time ago, Sheriff Fate Thomas in Nashville, Davidson County, made a statement maybe 30 years ago. He told somewhere he was testifying, might have been, he said, if I could just go out tonight and take 300 people off of the street in Davidson County, this is back before they said I could reduce crime in this county by a huge percent. Is that you basically know where a lot of the crime potential is? There are families. I mean, I So can you comment on that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Of course, for Nashville, the size it is now, it's probably 30,000 people.
That's right. But it was 300
And for us, ago. For us here, it's probably, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 or 7,000 people. If we could
just incarcerate.
If we could, you know, get them fixed and turned around, then our crime would be just very little. But one thing that we have here is certainly a corridor open up on I-40, and so that brings a lot of
we talked about that a lot.
Of bad actors, a lot of bad people to come through our community. And so we, you know, of course, we had that a few weeks ago. We had the trooper shot.
Yes.
And
it can happen here.
And so I don't want to give people the false sense of security. Now, as your sheriff, I'm telling everybody they have a right to defend themselves, and they have a right to a Second Amendment and possessing the firearm. And we've got great rules on that and laws on that here in Tennessee and certainly here in Putnam County. And we want all that. We want people to take care of themselves. We're here for them, and we'll do everything we can, but sometimes we don't get there fast enough.
Well, we were talking off air a while ago, mm-hmm. too. The number used to be 50,000 people. It's larger than that now, but I-40 is one of the busiest interstates in the country.
It's very busy.
So you've got 50,000 people coming through here from everywhere.
They're absolutely coming from everywhere. And as you know, you can't go anywhere now. Traffic's just horrendous.
Yeah,
and it's not just here in Cookeville or Nashville or Tennessee. It's everywhere.
And it's going to get worse before it gets better, because infrastructure takes time, whereas jobs, you know, you create all those jobs, and then collectively, I don't mean we do it, but collectively jobs are created and lives are improved. But it takes 10 years to build a road in Tennessee.
It will. One thing I do want to say to all your listeners is, we're a Second Amendment. I believe in that. Let me be clear on this. No one's going to come in Putnam County and take people's firearms, including the federal government. We are not going to let them. Here's the thing. The sheriff is allowed, okay, to deputize whoever I need to in an emergency situation. So we will deputize the whole county if we have to in a certain situation. Yeah. Now, I know that sounds a little bit far-fetched, but the thing is, no one wants their loved ones hurt.
No.
We don't want to be abused or anything like that. So, but I'm here for the citizens, and we're going to continue doing that. And I can't thank them for letting me serve in this role. It's certainly an honor, and it's not a job. It's a calling when you're in law enforcement.
Well, it's a calling. So, it's a career. It's not just a career. I can see it. Your audience can't see it, but I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
I can hear it. But it's someone who served in a different capacity serving people. You finally realize it's all about community.
It's all about
and
community
relationships.
And relationships.
And people.
And so we go over this all the time, George. Our weakest, youngest deputy would make the right call if they have all the information.
Yes.
Most of the time when we fail, we're not communicating.
Yeah, that's no accident. You work at it. We work at it. So we're – and I certainly don't want our audience to think things aren't just great and everything's fine. No, there are real problems in modern day law enforcement and crime and life.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it, but we're blessed.
Yes.
We got just a few seconds left. I'm just so proud of you. We are, and what you're doing and who you represent and how you represent us, a person of faith. That comes up. People have accused me of running a faith-based show, and I said, I hope so. I mean, it comes out.
Well, none of us is going to be very far if we ain't faith-based.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
So, thank you so much for having me.
I'm personally glad you're planning to be with us for a while.
Well, I hope so. I don't want to overstay, but as long as I think we're getting some positive stuff done and we're on top of the game, I would like to continue to be in the sheriff.
I feel safer after talking to you again, my friend. George Hofford with Sheriff Eddie Ferris. See you next time.
Thank you so much.